Get out your popcorn. We've got more drama this morning in the fight over the media powerhouse Warner Brothers Discovery. Paramount now has launched a hostile bid for the company, making an appeal directly to shareholders. Just Friday, Netflix and Warner Brothers executives were celebrating the deal they had struck. NPR's David Fogenflick explains why Paramount wants to wipe the smile off their faces, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, David, let's get into it. What is Paramount doing and why?
They're launching what is a hostile bid. They're saying, you want money for this property? We'll give you a ton of money. They're offering enough that the deal would now be worth about $108 billion all in, including debt. Netflix had struck a deal that was worth about $83 billion, including debt. Paramount's looking at the landscape and saying, we're too small. We can't compete. Netflix is the world's largest streamer. It's the nation's largest streamer. There's also Amazon, which, yeah, it bought MGM, which is a small little studio. But it's, you know, Amazon has all the money in the world, the everything store. It's looking at Apple, and it's looking at Disney, which several years ago bulked up by acquiring most of the Murdoch's Fox Entertainment properties out there in Hollywood. Paramount says, look, if we combine together, we're two of the old-time studios, Paramount and Warner Brothers. We can do this. We have all these cable properties. You have cable properties. Let's be in business together. Let's take on these giants.
Okay, David, I mean, you mentioned Netflix is already the world's biggest streamer. So why do they want Warner Brothers Studios?
They want to scare off anyone else. They had said from the outset that they had a philosophy of not acquiring but building, and that has been something they've kept true to until now, where apparently as a head fake, they said throughout this process, we really don't want to be buying to build up. And yet they do. Now, they're not buying all of Warner Brothers Discovery. They want to buy Warner Brothers, the studios, the intellectual property from Casablanca to Batman, all the DC action heroes, Looney Tunes, the like. And they want HBO, one of the nation's, and in fact, internationally, leading streamers as well. They think this is something where they're going to really be able to hold off these competitors for sort of the second generation of Netflix success.
Would Paramount be any different as a buyer and owner than Netflix?
It sure would. If you think about the fate of the cable properties, the Netflix deal would spin those off. Paramount would take them on. CNN, most notably, but also TNT, TBS, Turner Sports, those would all remain part of the Paramount world, be combined. You know, if you think of CNN, the Ellison family, which acquired the parent company of CBS called Paramount Global just earlier this year, they want to get Warner Brothers as well, in part to take CNN and combine it with CBS News. There's the question of movies in theaters. The Netflix deal has promised to keep Warner Brothers movies in popular release in theaters so you can see it with the buckets of popcorn you described earlier, right? But it's not clear how committed they are to that. Paramount says, look, we put movies out and we bring movies in. We stream them. We are the conventional model. Somehow we're going to figure out by getting much bigger, we're going to be able to figure out how to solve the knot of making real money in the streaming world. It's not clear that they will, but they certainly aren't going to do it as smaller. And they're also offering one other thing. They're saying we can get approval from regulators in the Trump administration because we have a connection.
That's interesting. What is the Trump factor here?
So the Ellison family is Larry Ellison. He's co-founder of Oracle, one of the wealthiest handful of people on the planet. His son, David, who was behind Skydance Media, which did, all the Mission Impossible films with Tom Cruise, is a significant movie producer. He pushed this takeover, this acquisition of Paramount Global because he wanted to get in big. They have really struck and forged an alliance with President Trump. Trump said just in the last 2 days that he will be involved in whether or not federal regulators approve Netflix's plan. That's, by the way, not supposed to be how this stuff works, but it is how things work in the Trump era. And so Trump has made clear that that's going to be a factor as well.
Where does everything go from here?
Well, leaving aside the political elements, there are very legitimate antitrust questions. You've seen senators from both parties on the Hill raise questions. You've seen state attorneys general suggest they may weigh in. There's the question of the cost, for example, to the consumer. It each costs about $18 a month for the standard ad-free version of Netflix or HBO. You can't think that fee is going to go lower if they combined or joined forces. So this is the kind of question that those antitrust regulators can consider. But also right now, you've got to imagine the Paramount bid has to go to the corporate boardroom of Warner Brothers Discovery. It could go to court. It's certainly going to regulators. As you say, a lot of drama.
That's NPR media correspondent David Fogenflick. Thank you.
You bet.